Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 30th March 2021. Top stories for today. Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Religious Affairs, Datuk Sri Zulkifli Mohamed Al-Bakri, is scheduled to go to Saudi Arabia soon to get details on standard operating procedure SOP for the coming season Hajj pilgrimage. He said the government would decide on sending Malaysians for the Hajj pilgrimage after getting the details on the SOP. The Health Ministry today recorded 1,113 new COVID-19 cases, up from the 941 reported a day earlier. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah in a statement today said Selangor accounted for the highest number of cases, rising from 219 yesterday to 401 today. Top Glove Corp Berhad, United States US Councils are in the midst of liaising with representatives from the US Customs and Border Protection CBP to obtain clarity on the latest import ban order issued by CBP on all disposable gloves originating from Top Glove factories in Malaysia. The CBP yesterday directed its personnel at all US ports of entry to begin seizing disposable gloves produced by Top Glove, as it believed the world's largest rubber glove maker uses forced labour in the production of disposable gloves. In a filing with Bursa Malaysia today, Top Glove said at this juncture the company was unable to ascertain the quantum of financial and operational impacts arising from the goods seizure. British band Coldplay has yet to perform in Malaysia, but it is about to treat the country to something even greater by sponsoring a watercraft that removes plastic trash from our rivers. The band has long been proponents of green initiatives and is now looking to stop garbage from reaching the ocean with the Interceptor 005, a machine built by Dutch non-profit organisation The Ocean Cleanup. North Korea called South Korea's president a parrot raised by America Tuesday, resuming its trademark derisive rhetoric against its rivals amid renewed animosities on the Korean Peninsula. Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, issued the latest verbal salvo after South Korean President Moon Jae-in criticized the North's missiles launches last week. She said Moon's illogical and brazen-faced comments echoed the US stance. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.